I'll go to Erev Shabbos. So Chazal tells the Chumash Bamidbar is really split into three Chumashim. The main two Chumashim are one before the upside down backwards nuns of Parshas Balayischa and one after the nuns. And the question is, what makes them into two separate Chumashim? What was different before versus after those nuns? What changed? What happened? And this is perhaps one of the most important and fundamental Yesaidis in all of Bamidbar. Right after the nuns, we begin to see a great decline in Am Yisrael's attitude. First, we have the Misayinim, the complainers. Next, they complained about meat and seem not to want the mun anymore. Miriam and Aaron then spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe. In Shlach, we have the Meraglim speaking negatively about Eretz Yisrael. Then we encounter Kairach. Next, we have the story of the snakes biting everyone. What's going on over here? Rav Shimshon explains this all with one simple line. They rejected Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, what does that mean? So Moshe was their direct line to Hashem. Just before the upside down backwards nuns, we have the story with Pesach Sheni. Some fellows were tamei, they couldn't bring the car on Pesach, told Moshe it's not fair, and he went to Hashem. And guess what? Ta-da! Pesach Sheni. Imagine you missed Shaifa on Rosh Hashanah because of some extremely pressing emergency. You complain to the Rav. You know what he's going to tell you? I feel really bad for you, but you're going to have to wait till next year. Only Moshe can go to Hashem and come back with the Pesach Sheni. So they rejected Moshe Rabbeinu, and that connection he brought with Hashem, they didn't want it anymore. And the question is, why not? It sounds very nice. So imagine you're invited to the house of the Gadol Hador for dinner one night. What a schus! After dinner, you're about to leave, and he says, you know what? It's late. Stay over in the night and leave in the morning. Wow, what an opportunity to stay at his house overnight. And in the morning, after Shacharis, of course, the Rebbetzin makes you a nice breakfast. And by the time you're finished, it's late, and they urge you to rest a bit. You rest. It's now time for lunch. They keep you for lunch. You go out for a bit. When you come to say goodbye, the Gadol urges you to stay for dinner. You get the point. After some time of staying in his house, it just becomes too much. It's too overwhelming to always have to be on your best behavior. You just want to leave and bite into a big juicy slice of pizza. Not because pizza's so good. It's just because being in the Gadol's house is too much. It's overwhelming. And that's why they didn't want the mun anymore. Not because mun wasn't good and onions and meat is so much better. It's because mun is food for angels. The pasuk says, Lechem abirim achal ish. And they said to themselves, you know what? It's too much to be an angel. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem when they complained, I can't take care of them anymore. He didn't do that by the Egel Azov. He took the Egel, ground it, sent Mila Hashem Eli. He made Seder. Now over there, they still wanted him. But over here, he realized, they don't want me anymore. They just want to be plain old regular people. And Hashem agreed as well, because he told Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, you won't have to lead the way you used to. Now there's going to be 70 intermediaries, the Zakenim, and they're not going to have that connection with me like they used to have through you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Now there's really much more to this, and there's many lessons to be learned. But one of the powerful ones is that there are times that we develop a deep and real connection with the Bairi Olam through our learning, davening, and Vaidus Hashem. As Atanya says, each one of us has a bit of Moshe Rabbeinu in us, so we can attain such levels. But sometimes as well, we go through a phase where it might feel like it's just too much. Like we just want to sit back and relax and be regular people. And it's precisely then that we have to hold strong, daven for strength, and ultimately continue building that bond with Kodesh Brichu. With that, we should be zeichet to the Gula Shleima v'Amitis b'Mehar v'Yameinu. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.